You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week we heard a bit about a new NGO being launched called Voice Whakaronga Mai. The organisation intends to operate as an advocacy and connection service for children and young people in care. It will launch on April the 1st this year alongside the replacement for Child, Youth and Family, the Ministry for Vulnerable Children, Oranga Tamariki. Yesterday, News Director Shemina Smith spoke to Dingwall Trust Director and member of the Voice Establishment Team, Tracy Shipton, to get more detail about what the service does.
Voice is an organisation that's been established to connect young people in foster care to each other and to provide a voice to the system to ensure that their voices are leading any system change and any, just to have them heard.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of tangible activities, what will it do?
It's going to have several prongs to the service. Part of it will be to connect young people, as I said, with each other, just to reduce the isolation for young people in care and to promote some sort of camaraderie and support for each other. But the other significant part will be advocacy for young people, that it will provide an advocacy service to young people in care.
Right, so kind of working with the government in terms of policy and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, an ideal situation will have the organisation providing really meaningful dialogue to the government about system change, about what's needed to make a difference. It'll also, I mean, part of that will also be to establish leadership amongst themselves and to, I guess, one of the ultimate aims of it is to reduce stigma around young people's care experience and to give them some personal power over their own lives.
Mm-hmm. And so in terms of providing these people a voice, how will you go about doing that? From what I understand, there will be some people who've experienced being in care that will work with Voice.
Yeah, look, one of the things that's been really exciting about this piece of work is that young people have led a lot of the work to this stage, and they'll continue to. The vision is that the organisation will ultimately be care experience led and run. So I guess the experience for young people who are currently in care and who have been in care is that they will provide that leadership and that support to other people in the care system.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Also, so I read about how Voice will be providing real-time qualitative feedback. So what does this mean? Can you tell me a bit more about that?
So the service is uniquely positioned to provide feedback to the Ministry of Vulnerable Children, Oranga Tamariki, so that the Ministry can hear and understand the lived experience of children and young people in care and ensure that the intent of the future service is being realised. So there will be some touch points in the current or in the new establishment of Oranga Tamariki, mm-hmm, that will allow connection to the service. So, yeah, I mean, we're working this in partnership with the government, so it should work really well.
Right, awesome. And so on that, so working with the new Ministry for Vulnerable Children, from what I understand, they launch at the same time?
Yeah, well, I guess one of the things that has been a part of this, the development that's worked successfully, is it's probably the first time that an NGO, philanthropy, young people and the government have all planned something together. It was certainly been my experience that it's the first time. So to have the two launch together makes really good sense. We're saying this is the new face of for young people in care. This is the new way of working. It's about partnership and collaboration, and it's about, in principle, that the young person is at the forefront of all decision making and consultation.
And so how will this arrangement between Voice and the Ministry be different to how SIFS has operated in the past?
For fear of being criticising what's happened, it's totally different. I mean, I can't believe everyone's known that the child's voice should be at the centre, but no one's actually ever facilitated this to happen. There have been pockets, and certainly there have been some efforts from some really well-meaning and heartfelt sort of areas of social services in the last decade, but nothing's come together where the government said, yeah, actually we can't do this without the voice of young people. In this situation, you've got you've got an entire infrastructure that's built around young people being at the centre. So I can't even compare it with what's been.
And yeah, I guess on that on that note, following, I mean, I suppose, failings that SIFs have been criticised for, you must probably feel that you'll be watched closely to an extent for how it might succeed. Do you feel this kind of pressure?
I don't feel it as a pressure. I feel it as a privilege that, of course, everyone should be watched who's dealing with young people. Everyone who is working alongside and trying to make a difference for the lives of children in this country should be monitored and supported and watched. I feel rather that it's far more collaborative and participatory, that people want it to work and they've set it up to work.
Mm. And so also I'm wondering, why is it an NGO? Why not another agency in government?
I think independence is really important. So part of what has happened in the last year or so, where we've been co-designing the work, and I've been involved in that myself, has been to actually hear what young people are saying will work for them. And, you know, it was crystal clear to us that it had to have some independence from the government. So you can have support and you can work in a collaborative way with government, but it has to sit out there and be its own being. An NGO was a logical choice.
So, and from what I understand, though, it's still partly funded by the government as well as some other sort of foundations and the like?
Yes. Okay, so we've worked, we've had a really good kickstart in working with philanthropy, and I haven't seen that work well in social services before, so that's been a really great experience. So we've worked with government. Government has to do what's right by children. They have a responsibility to young people in care. The advocacy part of it is theirs. I mean, you can't have young people in a care system and not have someone watching out for their best interest. So there's pockets of this organisation that we believe it's the government's responsibility. Then there's the other stuff, the bringing people together and giving them some joy and some leadership and some opportunity to develop and to enjoy their care identity as a positive experience. That's what our community can wrap around young people that, and that's where philanthropy, where the private sector comes in.
Right, so kind of operating at arm's length from the government, but still with kind of that real social sort of focus to it, I suppose.
Yeah, and there's other organisations that operate where they have support and an appropriation from the government, but they're still independent. And we believe that's the right fit for this. It's the right fit for young people too.
Mm. And so I'm also wondering, are there any similar initiatives to this overseas?
Okay, so yeah, there are a lot. I mean, New Zealand, in some ways, we really developed in our social conscience and our social action in so many ways. But when it comes to kids and care, we lag behind. So there's an organisation in Australia, and they've been very helpful to us with, helping to establish. They're called CREATE, the CREATE Foundation. And Who Cares Scotland have had an influence in what we've done. One of the CE from there was part of the changes that happened for Oranga Tamariki. So we've looked to them for some guidance, and certainly they've been forthcoming and helping. And there's numerous places in the States that we've also looked at.
Mm. And so they've all had real significant success that you're trying to replicate here?
Sure. I think one of the things that we're going to do that's uniquely different is we're looking at some of the individual, you know, advocacy, but we're also looking at systemic advocacy. So we've got a whole lot of the things. I think the example I gave you in Scotland and in Australia, they do part. We're going to actually be doing it all. And we're going to be seeking to provide a whole service for young people.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.